Blog Talk Radio.
You are an angel, let God have his way. You are an angel. Somebody
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another Tuesday morning. We thank you for waking us up, closing our right minds. Father, we thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, that you watched over us last night as we slumbered and slept. We're grateful unto you this morning for all you've done already. Hallelujah. What you're doing right now, Father, and what you're going to do. We come before you this morning, bow down in humbleness. We come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. And Father, we ask this morning that your grace would abound even more and that your mercy would capture us even more in the name of Jesus. We come asking for forgiveness of all our sins, all our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and Father, our wrong feelings today. And though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Father, forgive us this morning. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us this morning in the name of Jesus. Cover us today in your blood. Lead and guide us in the right path. But Father, we want to do your will, not our own. Help us to live according to your word. God, help us to watch as well as pray. Help us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Help us that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength today, and you are our redeemer. We ask it in Jesus' name, and we thank you this morning for forgiving us. We thank you for putting our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We thank you for a clean slate this morning, a start over again. We're grateful unto you, and we appreciate you this day. Father, we love you, and we know without you, we can do nothing. We come this morning bringing every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. And Father, today we ask that you would help us to focus on you, focus on your will and your way that we know, focus on your word. Help us to live according to your word, God, daily, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to forget to focus. Because many times we're human and we forget. And Father, we need your Holy Spirit to remind us. Just remind us, dear Lord, because we need you. And we need you in this hour like never before. We've said it many times, but today, oh God, we really need you like never before. The enemy have come in and snatched the minds of others. He sipped them as wheat. And Father, we need you. We want to stand up in you. We want to stand up in your word. And after standing, we want to stand some more. But Father, we're standing on the solid foundation, your word. It won't break. It won't give in. We come this morning bringing every caller and every listener. And Father, we're touching and agreeing this morning that you would bless every household represented here, every person, oh God, that's represented here today in the name of Jesus. Father, bless and work miracles in our lives. Draw us closer to your word. Give us a spirit of Bible study, a spirit of prayer life, Father, that we can keep our mind on you. For if we keep our mind on you, Father, it's you that will keep us in perfect peace. Father, we'll seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And all these things will be added. But Father, we're not so much in the added things as we are seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness, as keeping our mind on you, obeying your word at any cost. Strip us today of our fleshly thoughts, oh God. Strip us of pride. Strip us of selfishness. And God, replace it with your will in us. Replace it with your word in us today. But Father, the time is winding up. Oh, yeah, God, you're coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. All so much is stirring up in the land. But Father, if we are prepared, when you come, we can go back with you. Oh, you went away to prepare a place for us, that where you are, we may be also one day. Help us today, oh God, to prepare to return with you. And Father, it takes something to get something. Nothing is free. And Lord, we want to work while it's day. For when night comes, no man can see. But Father, we want to focus more on you. Meditate more on your word. Not what we see, not what we hear, nor what we feel. Not even what we think we know. For there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Help us to be your people. Help us to be that church you're coming back looking for. Help us today, oh God, to serve you wholeheartedly. Help us to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge you. Father, you will direct our path. Help us to be not wise in our own eyes. Help us to fear you and depart from evil. And Father, you have us. You have us covered. You'll bring us through over and over again. But strengthen us today in you. Lord, let nothing else matter but you. Hallelujah. And your word today. We're in the world, but we're not of it. Help us right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for hearing. We thank you for answering. We thank you for forgiving us. Oh, we're grateful unto you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we come bringing those that are sick this morning, asking that you would heal. For it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And as you had healing in the hem of your garment, heal us today, O God. No matter the illness, no matter the sickness, God, no matter the disease, heal us this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, those of us that have eating problems, heal this morning. Father, heal us mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally today. Heal, oh God. We need you like never before in the healing this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated and their families. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Father, widowers and bereaved families. Intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying in the name of Jesus for others, preachers preaching everywhere in the name of Jesus, and obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless today like never before, O God. Open doors and make ways for these people. Lord, send what they wouldn't get, but Lord, your grace and your mercy abounding. Help right now this morning, O God. Father, bless Israel and Jerusalem. Prosper, God, Jerusalem, and continue to bless Israel in the name of Jesus. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, I see new places coming up. Zimbabwe, oh God, Nepal, Cameroon, Nigeria, many different places. Every one of them, Pakistan, wherever they come from, God, to take a listen. Bless your people. You know what they're standing in need of today. Father, I ask that you would move. That, Lord, they would take your word wholeheartedly. That they would have a prayer life like never before. They would have a Bible study life like never before. Bless their families and their children. Bless them at work, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask this morning that you would bless America, God. Have mercy here today. Father, evil is taking over more and more, and the people are sleeping. Not only that, God, but the leadership. They're asleep, oh God. They're sick. Heal this morning in the name of Jesus. Wake them up, oh God, to what's happening in the name of Jesus. You blessed America. You allowed America to be put together for your glory. And Lord, we ask this morning that you let nothing come in and separate it, tear it up, destroy it. But that God, you would stand up and rule and reign and show America who made the heavens and the earth. Do it for your glory. Do it so men will bow down. Men and women will bow down before you in sincerity. In the name of Jesus. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. We ask that you would have your way here. Move by your spirit. Open up your people's spiritual ears that they will hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today, O God. And Lord, let it capture us that we don't forget your word, that we will walk according to your word, that God, we will walk pleasing you. We will walk doing what's acceptable unto you, Almighty God, who have all power. Do it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind up every evil and negative and hindering spirit that's coming our way today. We bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke these spirits for our sake, and that God, you would cover us in your blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we ask it all again this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. All we give you glory. There's none like you, His Majesty. We bow down before you, Almighty God that have all power. There's no higher power than yours today. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Amen and hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah unto His Majesty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Oh, there's none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Oh, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can't tell Him thank you enough. He's been good to us. Good to us. There is none like Him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. Let me tell you something. The devil, he's always coming to try something. He's always got somebody in the shadows trying to be slick and soothing, to ease in, to tear up something. God has blessed me, and He's blessing me to be a blessing unto others. Yeah. And this devil don't want it to happen. Yeah. That devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I knew something. I knew something from a while back. This enemy was moving. And I said then, but I just have to be careful because, you know, you don't like to accuse people. And you don't want to be wrong about people. But sometimes you just got to see it for what it is. And just carry it to the Lord. And God will open up and show you some other things. Yeah. Because He sees the very intent of your heart. You're not a troublemaker. You don't want to do nothing wrong. You don't want to accuse nobody of anything wrong. But when it is what it is, you have to accept it for what it is. And we move on in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give God glory, honor, and praise this morning, for there's none like Him. Not only does He hear prayers, but He answers. Oh, I like that part right there. Not only He hear, but He answers. Hallelujah. And today is that day when we want to gird up more. We want to focus more. Because what's coming our way within this next year? Yeah. He has blessed me as He promised. And continuing to bless me as He promised. Spiritually. Yeah. I need that more than materialistically. I need spiritual blessings and strength more than I need materialistic things. Tangible things. I need to be spirit-filled to the rim. My focus need to be on Him much more. Hallelujah. Because the more I focus on Him, the more He bless. And He don't just bless spiritually. Things that you're not even looking for materialistically, He'll bring those things to pass. Yeah. And I want to encourage you today, and it may not be for my ministry, but if you know a ministry that's spreading the gospel, if you know a ministry that's teaching and preaching the truth, I encourage you not only pay tithes and offering, but plant seed. And tell God what you plant the seed for. I'm planting seeds for my children. I'm planting seeds for my finances. I'm planting seeds for healing. Whatever you plant, I'm planting seeds for my own house. I'm planting seeds for a new house. Whatever you're planting seeds for, tell God why you plant them. But the main reason is so that His word can be spread further. More people can hear of His wondrous works. The evangelists that spread the gospel, they can make known His deeds among the people. There are some people that have not been reached yet. And there are some that they got to go back and re-reach. Yeah, some they got to go back and help them to stir up the gifts. Because many times we've forgotten. And many times they don't remember to go back to God and say, Lord, I forgot, but if you'll remind me. So the evangelists, they go back again and spread the good news of Jesus. And this time many catch on and they don't forget. Sometimes they have to go back a third or fourth time sometimes. While the rest move on to new territory to spread the news to those who have never heard. Yeah. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But we pray for each other. We pray for us that he will stir up the gifts in us for the labor that he called and chose us for, that we'll get our work done. He didn't save us just to know some stuff. James said that don't just be a knower of the word. Don't just know it. Live it. Be a doer. Apply it to your everyday life. Spread it. Stop sitting back acting like we don't know God and we're not his followers. We're not his people. We're not believers. We just know this stuff and we walking on down the road. We shopping at all these places, Macy's and all these other places and doing all this stuff. And we want these cars and we want this and that. Now, let's start spreading the good news of Jesus. He's soon to come. How many times have you watched something on TV and somebody innocent was being hurt? And you just, oh my goodness. Yeah, let's start sharing the good news of Jesus so we don't have to say, oh Lord, look what's happening to these people. No, let's spread the good news so somebody else can know Jesus saved. See, because what the church is supposed to be is a revolving door. But they try to hold people in place. And people like being stable. So they come in and they get filled and they go back out and they just take it in certain places. I take it home. I take it on my job. That's as far as they're going to take it. And back to the church again. But we should take it to the community. Everybody that live around us should know what we stand for. Everybody around us should know they can come to me and ask for prayer. You can't come to me and ask for a drink. I don't have no liquor for you. I don't have no beer for you. But you can come to me and ask for prayer. You can come to me and ask me for a scripture to walk in daily. Because we got to hold up this blood-stained banner and let the world know a Savior is here right now if you won't want him. Because after a while, he won't be the savior of the world. He'll be the great judge. It'll be too late for the saving. Hallelujah. Now is that appointed time. The day is that day. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And many have done it. I don't believe there's a God. And black folks, they need to be ashamed of themselves. How about you're atheists? That's because you haven't looked back where God brought you from. Are you crazy? Yeah. The enemy has snatched your mind. He's sifting you as wheat. Sister Jerry and I talked about that yesterday. He has taken all he can take from you. He's destroying you. First, he's killing you. He done stole everything. Now he's going to come in for the kill. He's going to destroy you altogether. You don't believe. If ever there was an hour to believe God, it is July the 27th, 2021. If you ain't believed him enough before, now is that time to get with it. Because what's coming our way? They told me, they said Mr. Biden had dementia. And they got to help him in a lot of situations, but they're trying to hold on to him. And when it's like that, there's a purpose and a plan behind it. They told me that the border should be shut down. But they let the border be wide open and all types of people are coming in. They told me this. They said, well, vote. It's going to come a time for voting. And all these people are going to vote for what they want. And we as Americans, We got to be white American, black American, Asian American, this kind of American. We just need to stand up and be Americans, especially the believers communities. All these folks say they believe God, they're having church, they're doing this, they're doing that. We should come together on one accord, come together in prayer. Come together fasting so that God can come back in America and do what he needs to do. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. America need healing. Yeah. I put the day for the title, Lord, give me today. I just need today, Lord. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. I need today. And I need you to walk with me through this day. Lead and guide me in the right path, not for my name's sake, but for your name's sake. Help me to keep my mind on you. Help me to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Help me to get in your word and walk according to what your word said to me. Because in this hour, I'm telling you, evil is everywhere. Yeah, I had a dream. I went somewhere and there was a guy there and I think I knew him or something. And I popped him on the back and he turned around. I was going to ask him to check something under the hood of my car. When he looked and saw me, he did not, you know, come to the window because he was right there by the window when I tapped him on the back. He come around to the other side, to the passenger side, and he tried to get in the door. And I was like, what are you doing? And I locked the doors. And he was shaking on it. Let me in. I was like, no, why you got to get in the car with me? Because I was going to ask him to check something under the hood. I had another crazy dream. Some crazy stuff was going on. Then when I looked back out of the dream where the guy was trying to get in the car, it was like zombies was walking. And they was all at my door, but they couldn't get in. And my friend in Washington State, he came through one of the side doors of the lanai and knocked on the back door. And he said, Barbara, it's me. Let me in. And when I opened the door and let him in, he just hugged me, locked the screen door, locked the door back. He said, you're going to be okay because I'm here. You just needed somebody to be in here with you. But they was after me. I'm like, what is this? Yeah, see, some things going to come to pass. You're going to get to see. While we're around here shopping and while we're around here looking for materialistic things, spiritual things are steady going on. Evil things are constantly going on. And they are looking for who is not a part of evil. Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Who is not a part of evil? Because they really want to destroy you because they only want evil people doing evil things. And people don't realize this. Mm-mm. Nope. They don't realize the vaccine. Don't do it. And now they want to make it mandatory for people on their job. Oh, but they may be in for a rude awakening, and I pray so. If you're going to fire me because I won't take the vaccine, bye-bye. And if enough people do that, they need workers. They're already having problems getting people hired up. You go for fast food now and get in the line through the drive-thru and see how long it takes you to get something. And I'm not sure you're getting it the right way. I'm not sure they making it the right way, the healthy way for you, the clean way for you either. Sunday, my brother went into a place, a McDonald's at that. It was filthy. He came back and told us Jerry had to eat a peppermint behind what he said to settle her stomach. You don't want to eat out of nowhere like that. Not enough workers. And if they're talking about firing people for not taking the vaccine, you probably won't be able to get nothing. Not at a fast food place. You may not be able to get groceries because people are not going for that. And they're saying that the people is making it mandatory. The people say it's not fair that they took the vaccine. Others don't have it causing them to be infected. No, if you had the vaccine and it's the right thing for you, how is you still catching COVID? Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up. See, and when we know the word of God, we know what not to do and what to do. Now, the hand washing, the mask wearing, the glove wearing, when you come in your house, you can take your stuff off, put it in the washing machine. That sounds logical to me. I can do that. And then it might not be what I need to do, but I don't mind that. Spraying with Lysol, and it's been on the Lysol can forever. They say a COVID been here forever and a day. Yeah. But they told me to, it's scare tactics and all kind of stuff. They're trying to do something. They weeded out the old so they can weed in the new, because when you knew, when you a young baby, when you a young child, when you a young adult, you go for anything. Because you following the ways of the world, and then you telling your old-fashioned parents, oh, no, that's not the way they doing it no more. Oh, you don't even know what you're talking about. They may not say it to the parent, but that's what they're thinking in their mind. When the parent know what real reality is. They linking up with people, don't even know who you linking up with. You don't know who you got. Let me tell you something, that devil would trick you. Do you know that devil come and try to make me think I'm all of that in a bag of donuts? And I have to put that devil in his place. Are you crazy? Without God, I can do nothing. Yeah, but see, no. Don't tell me about the see nothing. All I see is the move of Jesus. I see God using me to bless his people. I'm a vessel. You're not going to put me up on a pedestal and I fall and go to hell. You're not going to fool with me and my spirituality, because I know who I am. I know who God is. I know what he called me to. I know what he used me for. And you're not going to make me replace none of that with what you're talking about. That devil would trick you and have you thinking, I changed because of you. You just brought it so good, it made me change. Let me tell you what made you change. If you got anything from it, it was God. Anything good I've done, God did it for you. And some people, they don't know it, because what they're doing is they're giving compliments because they're grateful for what you allowed God to use you to do. And it's not them. It's really not them. It's the spirit of the devil. It's the evil coming to me to tell me, yeah, see there? You can do this. Now you can do this. Now you can do that. I've never, Louis Norman, you ain't never known me to announce really just how many listeners every day, every week, every month. I didn't even know where it was. I didn't even never go to really check it no more. I go to check the listens for, you know, over in the episode part. Because it'll tell me a little something about where we're reaching people. And I'm glad to see overseas being reached, because the gospel needed to be spreaded. But charity starts at home right here in these United States of America and spread abroad. They don't call it that no more. Something took place. It's no longer called the United States of America. It's just called the United States. Now I'm going to use the term I like. You don't say Jesus, you say our God, you say the higher power. What is a higher power? When higher power got a name, Jehovah. What is the man upstairs when the man upstairs got a name, Jehovah, and his son named Jesus? We just messing up and then messed up and following up all this crazy stuff. And I'm telling you, black people should be ashamed of themselves. Denouncing God. Going with foolishness, and the reason a lot of them scared is the call, and scared of the police is because they know they're not right. And then you don't really believe God. The scriptures say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The police come here. Do you think I'm going to act a fool at the front door? They said, ma'am, can we come in? Yes, sir. Come on in. I know what you want to come in here for. I don't lie to police. Get off my property. What? These people are the ones who they said they would serve and protect. And a lot of this foolishness the news put out there, I promise you a lot of it is a lie. These are human beings like you human beings. If somebody defiled you, you're going to act a fool. Don't tell me nothing. I know people. Many so-called Christians, you're not turning that other cheek. You're getting buck wild right now. The police telling you to do something. They want to check something out about you. The first thing, oh, because I'm black. No, it's not because you're black, but the back light out on your truck, and then you just left a drug area. Yeah. Somebody called it in. And when they checked, what they told them it was, they found that. They didn't plant nothing. It wasn't no lie. It was the truth. But we done got away from God. All people have gotten away from God. But I say black people because I know where he brought us from. I know where he brought us from. Well, I know where he brought me from, too. Ooh, glory to you, His Majesty. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to get our mind right. Stop following up the new wave, new age foolishness. Stop going to God when you're in dire straits. Build up a rapport with Him before anything happens. Stay in your Bible study. Stay in your prayer before anything happens. And that way when something happens, you ain't got to go into no deep prayer. All you got to say, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes all I say is Jesus. Yeah. But when I've been doing what I'm big enough to do, when I'm out here acting like I want to act and I want to be all, no. I got to let God lead and guide me because it's His way and not mine. And if I say I have love in my heart, I got to lift Him up because I want Him to draw others. He wished that none should perish. I wish that nobody go to hell. I know that's not the way it's going to be. But that's why I work every day, all day, as often, hey, so that nobody that on my watch, on my shift, as they say, you're not slipping, you're not sliding. I don't harass people. I don't do none of that. People call me. And I have to tell you the truth. Many days people don't like the truth. They get mad with me, now, but they come back. Why? I told you the truth. If you accept the truth, you can get a little further. But a lie going to always be that, never the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I got to go to one request of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with... maybe a little bit more encouragement because I got to see. I have this morning Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr. again, and his message is the lesson in the lesser. The lesson in the lesser. Yeah, it's a beautiful message. I took a listen to a good portion of it today, and I thank God for him. So let's go to this one. This is a request. And when we come back, and Brother Gilmore, I sure thank you, brother. God bless you this morning, sir. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. Yeah, let's go to this one.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad.
Let's do it.
Radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Richard White, Mr. Clean himself. This morning, I don't look like what I've been through. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. And that's what we should do. Spend our time as often as we can telling him thank you. Yeah, I'm asking God today, make me over. Send me a fresh new anointing. Yeah, make me over in you. Give me more of a prayer life, more of a Bible study life. Help me to apply your word to my everyday life. Hallelujah. So I can walk accordingly. I want to apply it because to know it and don't use it is no good. If we know it, we need to use it. Again, James said, don't just be a hearer of the word or a knower of the word, but be a doer. It makes all the difference. See, I can call you and tell you, hey, I'm coming over there and I'm bringing you $1,000. You heard that. But you don't, you know if I said I can do it, if I said I would do it, you know I got to have it to do it. But I never show up with the $1,000. I call you the next day, hey, I'm coming over there, I got $1,000. But I never show up with it. So it's the same thing for me. If God said it and I don't obey it, I know he said it, but I'm not looking for it. I'm not, you know, putting no effort towards it. It's not going, it's like God ain't never said it because I did nothing with it. Yeah, it don't mean nothing to me. I don't even remember. Unless somebody speaks something about it, then I remember it. Now, I need to stay in now, obeying him, praying and asking him, Lord, let your word stay alive in me. And the greatest way I know for God to answer prayer, pray his word to him because, see, he know his word is true. Pray according to his word. You know his word is true. He don't know about mine, but he's sure about his. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank God this morning, and we're grateful unto him. And I need somebody, if you can find that, what it is, that the show we did about the transgenders and things, I had made it private at one point, but I opened it back up. And someone said they tried to open it yesterday and they couldn't get in there. And I looked for it. I couldn't find it. I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to ask whatever listener if you could find that for me and email it to me, message it to me, text it to me so that I can share it. Yeah. And it is already all right today in Jesus' name. But yeah, we asking the Lord to give us today. Lord, yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised. We're here today. Help us to get through this day. And Father, this is the day that you have made. The day is glad. I mean, the day is good. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. So help me to rejoice and be glad in this day. No matter what come my way, greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. And when I first start hearing stuff, I want to tell God, thank you. I want to begin to praise him right there. That's what he told me. Whatever you hear, begin to praise me right then and there on the spot. Yeah, and it's going to be all right. Matter of fact, it's already all right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's all right today in Jesus' name. I'm excited right there. I am excited right there. And this morning, again, we got Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr. And the lesson in lesser. And he's coming out of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 16. Yeah, and this is what it says. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yeah, And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. He gonna explain it to you. Yeah, he gonna drop it on you real nice, real nice. We gonna understand it real good because he's speaking in everyday language. Yeah, he may use one or two words, you know, you may have to look up, but he's not that deep in it. When I got to get the dictionary to understand what you're talking about in your preaching, that's a bit too much for me. I just rather not hear it. I just rather stay with the book. Yeah, them 66 chapters. And that way, while you're preaching, I don't have to bring the 66 books and the dictionary with me. Yeah, God is faithful. God is faithful. And I tell you today, I'm praying even for the world. That God would draw people out of the world. Because I'm seeing too much, everybody is a clone. Everybody is doing what everybody else is doing. I look at women, the eyelashes. I look at the nails. And it is just too much. It is just too much. And a lot of men not going to take it like that. I see folk calling themselves prophets. They calling themselves pastors. And you looking worse than the world in some cases. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. But you know what? I say this, Sion. This is what I say. Those kind of people, I don't think they ever had anything. And my mom used to tell me that, hey, don't put all that on. You're acting like you're not used to nothing. And I think that'd be the case sometimes. You're just not used to things. But when I go out, why can't just dress plain and simple and go on about my business if I can take care of my skin? That's if I can. And sometimes it's what I'm eating. Yeah, I get on that fried stuff, it's going to come out. You're going to tell it by my face. I'm drinking sodas, you're going to see it. But if I take care of myself and my skin, I'll be all right. I don't think I know some women need, you know, a little makeup and thing because, you know, what they've gone through or, you know, some dysfunctions in their face and things, and they want to look nice, you know, and cover it up, and I understand that. But me, I'm just who I am, plain and simple. They say they call them freckles. Oh, you got freckles, moles, this, whatever it is. But I am good to go because I am not trying to impress nobody. And I don't see how, but see, they people don't know. People follow anything. Oh, that sound good to me. They following it. But you so got so much jewelry and nails and lashes and weave, I can't hear what you're saying for looking at you. And that's why you got all that on so I can look at you. So what you're talking about, it don't make no, I don't even hear. I can't follow you and I'm not going to be bothered with you if I can help it. Because it tell me you don't have a sound mind. Yeah, I'm just telling the truth today. And people don't like all of that. Because they like fake and all of that. Fashion and all of that. Folks saying they believers. When we go back and look at Jesus, I want to see where he went and got a fake beard. I want to go back there and look and see where he went to the barber shop and let him put weave in his head as a man. When did they trim up his mustache and all this, you know, stuff? He was 33, he may not have had all that yet. Huh? I seen pictures of what they say may have been Moses, and he got a long beard. Wasn't trimmed at all. Ananias, all them people there, they wasn't doing all that. Some people had their clothes on and went on down the street. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people I see do all of this. I can't remember what it was, Brother Louis. I'm going to try to find it, though, to see. He said he believed it was on a Wednesday, though, if that'll help you in it. Thank you so much. Yeah. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I see spirits walking. I'm not joking. Yeah, and people following these spirits and really think they following God because they don't know. They have not gone into the word. They have not grown in the spirit. They have not grown in faith. They have not denied themselves. In this way, you got to deny yourself. You got to deny that devil. You got to deny yourself. You got to bring that flesh under subjection, because that flesh going to want some things. And your flesh is deceitful. Did you know your flesh is deceitful? It will deceive you. Can't go with your flesh. Come out some feelings. Don't go with them feelings. Be careful with that, please. It will deceive you. When you know anything, pride done eased in. When you know anything, this done eased. Well, I don't think God of mine that you better get in that word and make sure you don't. Just because we sit back quiet and don't say, it don't mean he approve what we're doing. Yeah. I wanted that cussing to go out of me. I didn't want no part of cussing. I found it 2 years later in the scripture. He didn't give it to me right away. He took the cussing, and 2 years later, I found it in the scripture. Put that filthy communication out of your mouth. Because y'all ain't heard cussing, because I stopped. I prayed and asked God to deliver me from that cussing, and he took it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things. Thank you, Brother Lewis. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? But God. I'm going to put that in there. But God. He's the only one know the very intent of our hearts. So that flesh will deceive you. Got to be careful. Hallelujah. Got to be careful. And it's going to be all right. Lord, give us today. And help us to walk in your word according to your word today. Help us to apply your word to our today's life. We don't know if we'll be here even this evening or tomorrow. And yesterday is gone. But right now, God, help us to live upright before you. And if we live upright before God, we're going to live upright before man. Now, men are going to come against you, call you crazy and all kind of things. But you got to know for yourself that your Redeemer lived. You got to know he redeemed you back to him. You got to know that he saved you. He filled you with his spirit. But come off them feelings if you can help it. Because the heart is deceitful. The feelings is deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. And who can know it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's all right right there. We're going in now with Bishop Rudolph McKissick, and his message is the lesson, L-E-S-S-O-N, in lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R. Yeah, let's take a listen.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. This is the word of the Lord. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. Amen. You may be seated in the very presence of our God. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. I want to preach this morning as the Spirit shall guide with this thought in our minds, the lesson in lesser. The lesson in lesser. When one reads the narrative of creation, you can discover many principles that were established by God just in the manner in which he went about doing things in creation. For instance, one of the lessons that is quickly learned is that God is a God of order. Let the church say order. Right from the beginning of the Bible, you quickly discover that God is a God who refuses to function or operate without there being order. You discover that God refuses to operate without there being order. Theologians call what we see in the beginning the earth being without form, that is to say without shape, and void, that is to be empty of substance. Theologians call that being without shape and being without substance chaos. Let's turn to say chaos. so that whenever you have something that has no shape, makes no sense, and has no substance, you are dealing with chaos. God refuses to operate or function within the context of chaos. Chaos is when you have something that has no shape, makes no sense, and has no substance. God refuses to operate in a condition and context where there is no substance and no sense. God will not bless chaos. God will not participate in chaos. Okay, let me give it to you again. Chaos is when you have something that has no shape, makes no sense, and has no substance. God refuses to function in or be a part of chaos. So maybe you need to make one of your resolutions for the new year, refusing to get mixed up, caught up, or involved in chaos. Because if God doesn't operate in chaos, I don't want to be in anything that God is not going to be a part of. Make this the year where you stay away from chaotic people. People who have no substance and make no sense. Stay away from chaotic situations, chaotic conditions, and chaotic relationships. As a matter of fact, you ought to right now, the first Sunday of 2010, declare your life a no chaos zone. Oh, okay. Just touch somebody and tell them this is a no chaos zone. Don't come at me with mess. Don't talk to me about stuff that doesn't have substance. Don't come to me with foolishness. Don't try to be my friend if you aren't going anywhere. Don't try to be all up in my life if you can't help me get where God wants me to be. This is a no chaos zone. Somebody say no chaos. No chaos in my house. No chaos in my relationship. Why would you want people in your life who have no substance and whose actions make no chaos on your job, no chaos in your church? Because this is the year you want God to be a part of everything in your life. If I can't ask God to bless it, it's chaos. Now here's the good news revealed in creation. God, somebody might shout, has the power to step into chaos and turn it into cosmos. Okay, let me come back and get you one more time. Chaos is when there is no shape, no sense, no substance. Cosmos is when there is shape, sense, order, meaning, purpose, and substance. God got a way of stepping into mess that makes no sense, speaking a word over the mess and turning the mess into a miracle. Now, I don't see why all of us didn't shout, because if the truth be told, God didn't just do that to the chaos around us. God did that to the chaos that was in us, because all of us were a mess with no shape, and then Jesus stepped in and turned our life into order. Can I preach it like I feel it? God is so powerful, he can step into a chaotic situation and take all the pieces of the chaos. And by the time he is finished working in it, it will have meaning and purpose. That's why if your life today is in chaos, disarray, and mess, if you give it to God today, he's got the power to turn it into something wonderful. You don't need a new life. You just need to let God take over your life now. And he'll turn your... Is there anybody in here who can testify that I tried to fix it on my own and all I did was create more chaos? But now it's time to move out of the way and watch God do what only God... God is a God of order. Let the church say order. One of the other things we learn about God and life from creation is the necessity of connection for purposeful living. When you read the creation story, God connected everything, and he made everything relate to everything. Now, here's where the Lord got me. That he made water relate to fish, water relate to grass, grass relate to cows. He didn't just let grass relate to grass. Water relate to water. Fish relate to fish. For all of them to work purposefully, they had to be connected to something diverse. I'm preaching if y'all don't say nothing. That the power of connection is in the power of diversity. Real power comes when we all don't look alike, act alike, but connect all of our differences into diversity that makes power. This is going to shock some of y'all, might make some of y'all mad. I'm asking God, starting in 2010, to make Bethel a non-black church and make us a diverse church where all of us black and white doctors, y'all ain't talking to me in here, black, white, Latino, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, gutter, doctor, prostitute, professor, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Because if we all work with our diversity, God will create a church that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Let the church say diversity. So as I was reading the story over again, something leaped out at me from that one verse I read to you. God is a God of purpose. He does everything with purpose in mind. When you read the verse that I read to you, implicit within it is the reality that God does not measure importance the way we do. Okay, listen to the verse. He created two great lights. Listen to the words. A greater light to rule the day. And a lesser light to rule the night. See, we measure importance by titles, money, degrees. In the church, longevity. I've been there 60 years. Who cares? I've been there 50 years. So what? God doesn't measure importance and value like we do. See, God gave me a revelation that messed me up. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you heard it before, but messed me up right now. The first method, I'm going somewhere with this. The first method the devil used in the Garden of Eden was the temptation of comparison. Stick with me. This is going to mess you up because it messed me up. He had Eve comparing herself to God. And the knowledge God had over against the knowledge she had. And she took the fruit. Because by comparison, she didn't measure up to God. So the devil said, by comparison, God knows if you eat that fruit, you'll be just as smart as him. So Eve started comparing her knowledge to God's knowledge and said, I don't compare, so if I want to be equal, I got to take the fruit. It's one of the tricks of the devil that still works. And I know it still works because jealousy and haters are alive and well. And the only reason those two things rear their ugly head is because we begin to get caught up in the temptation of comparison, and then we mix it with our own insecurity, and when we compare, we feel we don't measure up, then we've got to tear down in order to feel important, or we do all we can to try to come up, so we fake up because we are caught up in comparing ourselves because of how society says important and value is measured. And here's what Eve missed and what we missed. She couldn't compare because she was Eve and God was God. In other words, they were two totally different persons with two totally different functions. And since she did not have the functional responsibility God had, she would not need to have the knowledge God had. See, why are you around here comparing yourself to somebody when you are not them and they are not you? Not having what they have does not make you any less significant. Because kingdom significance does not come from what you have or what you are called or how well you are known, but significance comes from functioning in your purpose. So if we were to move the greater light, lesser light, if we were to move, we'd have had issues with calling me lesser. What? One was the sun and the other was the moon. Now to us, and in our measure of value and how we measure importance, yeah, y'all ain't gonna say it, but if you were the moon, you'd already be upset with God. How dare you call me the lesser? Because to us, lesser means not as important, insignificant, not as valuable, inferior, subordinate, weaker. It was called lesser because of its size, not because of its significance. As a matter of fact, if you read the verse again, you will discover that it said God made two great lights. Come back. Y'all missing it. I know this seems like a crazy verse to preach, but come back. See, if you take your eyes off the word lesser and see the first description, it says that both lights were great. Yes, they were different in size, but they were the same in greatness because they both functioned where God decided for them to function. See, this is a word for somebody today who feels like or has been made to feel like because you have lesser, you are less significant. Because you have less money, or because you have less education, or because you're single and ain't married, or because you have a smaller job, or because you're driving a car that's 10 years old, or because you're living in your grandmama's house. I know some of y'all ain't gonna shout, because there are a whole lot of people in the body of Christ, with all your shouting, with all your smiling, with all your singing, you live with the demonic dysfunction of insecurity because you characterize yourself as being lesser than everybody else. But here is the shout. You may have
have lesser, but you can still be just as great when you stick to who you are and what God has purposed you to do. I wish you would turn and tell somebody, I'm just as great as anybody in this room. I don't have their degree. I may not have their money. I may not drive their car. I may have a criminal record. I may have been drunk. But when I decide to be who God made me, I'm just as great as anybody else in the room. And some young person in the balcony better hear me. You ain't got to give up what God gave you to be great. You ain't got to let him between your legs to be great. You ain't got to wear your pants beneath your waist to be great. You ain't got to have grills all up in your mouth to be great. You ain't got to cuss for a profession to be great. If you just be who God made you, you're already great. Tell your neighbor, I'm great. No, you didn't say it like that. Now, I know it sounds arrogant. Tell him, I'm great. Now, look back at him and tell him, and the reason I'm great is because I have a great God. And since he's in me and I'm in him, if he's great, call me Tony the Tiger. I'm great. Just quick, three quick things about the moon. Three quick things about the moon that relate to us. I believe the moon can teach us some things about how we are to operate. I believe it. Three quick things. Number one, the first thing I notice, watch this, about the moon is that it casts light on the earth in periods when the sun is absent. About 20 of y'all got that. Yeah. That the moon casts light on the earth during the periods when the sun... Can I tell you that's one of your jobs as a believer? That when the Son left and ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, he gave authority and duty to the church to be the light as he was the light. Now, it's going to get good now. If I'm the light, what that means is when you show up, darkness ought to go away. Okay, y'all not liking this one. Remember, darkness is associated with chaos. Which means your presence ought to serve to bring an end to chaos.
Yes, sir. Come on.
As a believer, you can't go into the darkness and stay in the darkness unless you start acting like darkness. If you are really light, then when you show up, whatever darkness was going on has got to flee when you show up in the room. I wish I... That's why some folk on your job don't like you. Because when you walk in the room, they get uncomfortable gossiping and lying and cussing. And they just wish you'd leave. Tell them, I ain't leaving nowhere. Because when the Son left, he left me in charge to be the light. Can I preach it? Yeah, you can't go into the darkness as light, participating in what was going on when you showed up. When you show up, darkness has got to go. Because you come in with light. They ought not be comfortable cussing around you. Y'all ain't ready for this one today. They ought not be comfortable gossiping around you. They ought not be comfortable lying and starting rumors and tearing people's character down around you. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Right from creating region, this is one when you get a chance. I'm going to prove it to you. When you go back to the beginning of chapter 1, you see what the light did. When light showed up, it's right in the text in the beginning of chapter 1. When light showed up, It revealed how messy things were. Preach, Bishop. The light revealed tossing waters, shoreless seas, land that was not above the sea. So the light exposed everything that needed to be fixed. When you show up, you ought to show up with such character, anointing, and presence that it reveals the dysfunction in the room. Let your light so shine. See, I know if I was preaching by the house in the car, everybody be running and shouting today. But I decided to start up 2010 with the admonition to us that if we're going to be the people of God, we got to start stepping into the darkness and telling the darkness, you can't stay here. Watch. Light exposes things that need to be fixed. If you are not making the situation better, and if you're not exposing what needs to be fixed, then you aren't functioning properly in your anointing. Now let me help you understand before some of us, you know, and think we're too smart. Fixing don't mean fix it your way. Because I already know what some of y'all saying. That's what I'm doing. I'm fixing it. The devil is a liar. You don't fix it your way. The Bible says when the light revealed what was messed up, God is the one that fixed it. Too many of us try to play God instead of stepping out the way and letting God fix the situation. Now, just doing a little talking. The only way the moon can shine is by reflecting the sun. Which means you won't necessarily shine just because you're called the moon. Unless you position yourself to be in the track of the sun so it can bounce off of you and give a reflection. What do you mean? Just because you call yourself a Christian does not mean you act like it. Because you can call yourself a Christian and be mean as hell, full of hell, raising hell, and causing hell. As a Christian, you ought to say, God, let me reflect your son. Let me reflect his glory. Let me reflect his love. Let me reflect his anointing. Let me reflect his power. Now, I'm going to do the best I can. In astronomical terms, yes, the magnitude of the moon or the scale of brightness of the moon is very small. It's small. As a matter of fact, I discovered in doing research for the sermon that the brightness of the sun is 400 times as great as that of the moon. In other words, without the sun, ain't nothing to the moon. Y'all are missing your shot. See, I'm looking for somebody in here right now who's honest enough to say, I'm not somebody because I got a degree. I'm not somebody because I got a fancy house and a fancy car or a fancy title. Without the Son, I am nothing. I need about 10 of y'all. The old church used to sing a song, without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Would you shake somebody's hand and tell them, without Jesus, I'm absolutely nothing. All right, let me move on. I'm almost done. So, the moon's purpose is to reflect light in the absence of the sun. You are the light of the world. You cannot be hid. You cannot go under a bushel. You can't go into darkness and darkness not go away. Because if you go into darkness and darkness don't go away, you're not being the light. Something else. The moon. That is, I like this one. And all the real folk going to go with me on this. The moon can go from full to quarter to crescent to darkness. Oh, it's going to get good now. Uh-huh. It's not always lit up at full capacity. Some days you see it better than other days. Some days you see it's light and it's darkness. Y'all ain't talking to me. Right? Ooh, y'all done got quiet right now. See, now I know I'm going to lose some of the super saints, but there are days. When I don't shine as brightly as I do on other days. Oh, I know I'm going to lose some of y'all. There are some days when I'm full. Where the Holy Ghost that's in me is on full. I'm loving my enemies and praying for folk that use me. And I'm learning to do God's will. But then there are some days when I'm half, and if you catch the wrong side of me, I wish y'all would be honest with me in here today. There are some days, if you catch my dark side, am I talking to anybody? Touch your neighbor and tell them, I got some dark areas still. See, y'all ain't trying to be real. Touch somebody else. Tell them, I got some dark areas. I've got some weaknesses. I've got some proclivities and propensities. I've got some desires and some shortcomings. Woo, there are days when the cuss word come out and I need to know it. There are days when I feel like I need to get high to not lose my mind. There are days I feel like I need a swig of Chevy's Regal to keep from going on. There are days where I feel like calling her because I know she'll let me in more ways than one. Y'all can sit here and act stuck up if you want to, but you've got to be honest enough to say, I got some dark side. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to y'all. Bishop got some. Some of y'all shouting because you done seen it. I ain't proud of it. I don't boast about it. I got some dark side. Now the dark sides come out on the side that ain't close to the sun. Yeah. See, when you got areas you trying to hold on to, y'all don't want to talk to me in here today. When you got areas you don't want to give to the Son, because as saved as you are, you still like it, those are areas that will remain dark. You got to give your dark area. That's why you got to be honest enough to admit where you're weak and who makes you weak and what makes you weak, so you can give it to Jesus. You walking around telling, I can handle that by myself. The devil is a liar. Can I talk to you? I'm almost done. One of the problems some people have with church folk is that they see us trying to fake always being full when they've seen us at work being half.
All right.
I get so tired of these holier-than-thou, sanctimonious, I don't ever mess up, I ain't never got no problems people who come to church with their noses stuck up in the air as if they're better than everybody else, when the reality is the only reason you don't do it no more is because you done got too old to do it. I'm not done. Sometimes I'm on full. Sometimes I'm on half. Sometimes I get eclipsed. Come here. You do know when an eclipse happens, don't you? It's when the earth comes between the moon and the sun. See, when you let something come between you and your Savior, you are living in an eclipse state. And you better start 2010 saying, I ain't letting nothing or nobody come between me and my Savior. My boyfriend ain't that good. My girlfriend ain't that good. You ain't enough enemy for me to mess up my relationship with the Lord. Nothing will come between me. High five your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm not going to be eclipsed. Now that was the wrong neighbor. Turn and tell somebody else, I will not be eclipsed. That was the wrong neighbor. Turn and tell somebody else, I don't care what comes in my life. I don't care what happens to me. I will not be eclipsed. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or things to come shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I love him too much to let anything eclipse me. Tell somebody, I love him too much. I got days. Oh, yeah. When I'm full. When I'm half. See, we think. Y'all say, now, give me 10 minutes. I know we got to do communion. We think. See, we've let this modern church fool us. We think sanctification and holiness is about being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, like my child says, really? Are you serious? That ain't what holiness and sanctification is. Because you can't be perfect. Holiness and sanctification is not about being perfect. It's about being better on the way to perfection.
Right.
Come here. Y'all not saying nothing.
Right.
I don't refuse to call myself sanctified because there's some stuff I still do. Sometimes I know I'm sanctified because I don't do it as often as I used to. Now here is this. I'm going to help somebody, and I promise you this is going to tear this place up. Whether I'm full, whether I'm half, whether I'm crescent, or whether it's eclipse, it's still the moon. You missed it. Even when I mess up, I'm still his child. I wish I had somebody could shout right through in here. Even on my dog days, because I'm still his child, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me. Is there anybody in here who can say I'm still God's child? Even when I mess up, even when I don't do right, even when I'm in the dark, I'm still God's child. All right, I got to go. Just talking about the moon. Here's the last thing. Now, there may be more things the moon does, and if you come up with them, write that down and let that bless your life in your own meditation. But here's the last thing I got today. I'm not saying this all the moon does, but you know, I'm sure there's some other things, and this might prod and prompt your mind to think about those things. You ought to write them down and meditate on them. But here's the last one I've got for today. This messed me up. The moon exercises power over the seas by causing the changing of the tides. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't get it. Mm-hmm. The moon makes the tide change. Y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. Yes. Every day, the moon pulls the waters of the ocean up along the shore and into the mouths of rivers. Now, as big as the ocean is, as powerful as the sea is, it has no power against the pull of the moon. Oh, God, help me preach it right through in here. See, the devil has got you convinced that some of the storms you're in are bigger than you. But can I tell you today, I don't care how high the waters get. I don't care how rough the seas get. You've got the power within you that even storms have got to behave when you start speaking. As enormous, as powerful as they are, they cause water. It causes storms. It causes winds. But they have no power to resist the influence of the moon. You've got the power. Woo, over every storm. You got the power to be still in the storm. You got the power to be at peace in the storm. You've got the power to walk in the storm. I wish I had some believers in here. And you've got the power to influence the tide. Y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. I told you the moon pulls. Yes. Which means you've got the power to pull some stuff down and pull some stuff up. Will you turn and tell your neighbor, this is the year when the tide turns in my favor. Y'all missed your shout right there. You had a rough year last year and things didn't go like you wanted them to go. But this is the year where the tide turns. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell your neighbor, this is my year, because I'm in charge of the tide. I can make the tides turn. I can make things go on my way. I can make things be blessed. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them 2010, the tide is turning. Turning in my marriage. Turning in my finances. Turning in my ministry. Turning in my children. Turning in my body. Turning on my job. Turning in my friends. Is there anybody in here who can stand on your feet and say, I am How do you change the tide when you open up your mouth and start to give God praise? When you walk by faith and not by sight, when you learn to worship, He'll turn the tide. Is there anybody in here who can say, I'm ready for the tide to turn? I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of sleepless nights. I'm tired of trying to make ends meet. But this is my year to make things turn around. This is my year to make things be better. But I'm not gonna wait till the tide comes in. I'm gonna shout right now because the tide is coming in. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't see it yet, but if you stay right here, the tide is coming in. High tide is coming. Your miracle is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your blessing is coming. Your favor is coming. If you believe it, say yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I wish I had somebody who can say, I'm ready for the turnaround in my life. I'm ready for God to turn it around. I'm ready for God to bless it. I came back to tell everybody in Bethel, this is the year when the tide comes in. Last year was hell. Had folks trying to kill us. Had bills we couldn't pay. Made decisions we wish we shouldn't have. Had folks trying to sue us. Had others trying to kill our character. Couldn't get what we wanted in a hotel. Couldn't get the hotel off the ground. All up in the newspaper. Folk lying on us. But this is the year when the tide turns around. I declare for this church that blessings and favor and increase and anointing and salvation and ministry is flowing through this house. If you're with me and if you're on my side, I know we don't normally vote, but are you ready for the question? If you are ready for the tide for Bethel to come all the way in, stand on your feet and say yes, yes, yes. Now look around who ain't standing and you'll see who the culprits are. Look around who ain't standing and you'll see who the enemies are. But if you're ready, say I'm ready.
This is the year. When the tide This is the year in your home, with your children, in your family, finances, in your health, in your ministry. This is the year when the tide turns around. This is the year. I declare this is the year when the struggle will be over. I'm just going to stand in faith and declare that this is the year where the struggle will be over. I don't care if the recession in Nova Zella, we're not going to struggle to pay bills. We're not going to struggle to do ministry. We're not going to struggle to be about the Lord's business. We're not going to struggle to love each other. We're not going to struggle to help each other. I declare in your house, you're not going to struggle to get your kids to do work. You're not going to struggle to get your kids to respect you. I declare upon your body, you're not going to struggle to get out of bed in the morning. This is the year when the tide turns and the struggle is over. That we stay so close to the sun that we become the light in darkness. I want to pray that this be the year that you let your light so shine that you get on the nerve of folk at your job. I want this to be the year where unspiritual folk get comfortable when you walk in the room. I want this to be the year where when they start dialing your number, they get disturbed and can't even finish dialing. Every head bowed. Let your light so shine. God, so often we come praying and asking you for stuff. And maybe one of the problems we have with modern Christianity is that we've been so busy getting stuff that we haven't gotten you. Maybe one of the struggles of modern Christianity is that we have relegated you to a genie. When we rub on your lamp with our praise, we feel you're obligated to give us stuff. But God, in 2010, we want to give you more of us. We want our light to shine as a witness on our job and in our homes, in our church and in our family and in our friendship circles. We want darkness to be served notice that when we show up, it's got to flee. Help the anointing that is on us become an agent of exposition that exposes mess, that exposes things that aren't like you. Forgive us for claiming to be light but participating in darkness. Forgive us for claiming to be light but participating in chaos. And God, we make the commitment today that we don't want to be eclipsed. We don't want anything to be more important than you. Nothing to come between my soul and my Savior. Nothing to separate me from the love of God which is in you. So today, God, I pray for the anointing of our witness. I'm not praying for nobody to get a job. I'm not praying for nobody to get money or a house or married. I'm praying, oh God, today for the anointing of our witness. Our witness is not in what we drive. Our witness is not in how good we dress. Our witness is not in how much money we have in the bank. But our witness is in the way we live. Let our light so shine. And now, God, I pray for an anointing of salvation in this room. There are people in this room today I know that need your Son as their Savior. There are people in this room who have been participating in the darkness, and today they need to come into the marvelous light. There are people today that need to recognize that you sent your son to die for their sins. And God, I'm praying right now a prayer of boldness upon every individual that needs it, that they not walk out of here today feeling good because they came to church on the first Sunday of the year, but make this Sunday a Sunday of transformation in their life. And God, let the harvest come today in a way we've never seen it. Do it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Looking for some inspirational gospel content? Just subscribe to Brother Rollins' YouTube channel today. We post the most motivational and preaching videos and gospel songs that are sure to get you through any situation. Even better, we have also launched a new apparel store that gives you access to a wide range of high-quality items. From awesome tees to hoodies, sweatshirts, mugs, and even tote bags, you can now proclaim your faith wherever you go and support our YouTube channel. Just visit the Brother Rollins YouTube channel and click on the store tab to shop now.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. Whatever you're going through, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a word today, what a word. Hallelujah, God is faithful, and we just got to be faithful unto him. And I notice if we be faithful unto him, he will give us a crown of life that will never fade away. But we must be faithful unto him. I'm grateful unto him this morning for his word. I'm grateful unto him for a man that he sent to bring his word. Thankful unto the Lord we can understand his word. Yeah, we can understand it if we want to. Pray, he'll show you where to go. I can remember days of sitting on the couch, reading my Bible, and the Lord showed me another book. And when I went to that book, it explained the book I was in, I was already reading. It gave me a better definition of what was happening. And I come out blessed. I thank God for the book of Samuel. Oh, I love that first and second Samuel. Yeah, Lord Jesus. David went through some things. But he was faithful unto God. Yeah, he believed. And God brought him in to be a king. And he even messed up when he was a king. Y'all know the story. He went over there fooling around with Bathsheba and killed Uriah. Then got him a son with Bathsheba and killed Uriah because Uriah wouldn't go and take the fall for him because Uriah didn't know. And God sent Nathan the prophet over there to kill him. Said, now the man only had one little lamb and he had guests to come over. He took the man little lamb, you know, his only lamb and fed it to the guests and everything. That's all he had. David got hot. He got angry. Who is he? Bring him to me. He deserved this and that. And the prophet Nathan told him, say, David, it was you. It was you. And God said this, this, and that concerning that. His house didn't get right after that. David's house didn't get right. Daughter got raped by the cousin. And the son went over and killed the cousins and brothers and Absalom come against him, turned the whole Israel against him. But God brought him back. Absalom all on the rooftop going with David, concubines and all of that foolishness. To show David up before the world. But even in all of that, God yet blessed David. And David left some blessings back here for us out of the testimonies. See, if he didn't share them testimonies, a lot of things we wouldn't know. But he didn't sit back with his testimony. He come out and told it. He wrote it out. Yeah. Told what he had done. He had bloody hands. This, that, and the other. Yeah. God is faithful to us, but we got to be faithful unto him. We got to get that prayer life and Bible study life together so we'll know his word, so we can walk accordingly. And we got to pray for spiritual things more than materialistic things. Because, see, if we obey him, he's going to do it anyway. If we'll delight ourselves in him, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. But we must first delight ourselves in him. I'm walking in the light. That's where I want to walk. I want to stay with him. And it don't matter what we do, as long as we're doing it unto him. People see a lot of things small. Somebody told me one time, oh, blog talk, that's not that big a deal. It's not real radio. It's not this. It's not that. I continued on in Jesus. You hear me? Because I refuse to let anything separate me from his love. I know what he called me to do. I know what he gave me to do. I know where he gave me to do it at. I continued on in him. And when my 10th year anniversary come, the same person that told me that said, oh, it is something to blog talk. I didn't say a thing, y'all. I couldn't say nothing. Yeah. Plenty of people on blog talk. Plenty of people have been on blog talk radio talking. I met a lady yesterday. And matter of fact, it's the lady that we shared her testimony, Pat. And I invited Pat to come. Pat said, yeah. She said, I've done a Blog Talk Radio before. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. I can't think of his name now, but he had a show on BET. I can't think of the name of the show right now. Y'all forgive me. I see his face, but I can't see him. And I would go in and look at his Blog Talk show when he was on live. And, I want it Off the Chain. Anybody ever heard of Off the Chain? He was over Off the Chain. Terry, I can't think of the name. But anyway, he had a show and he came to my show and just took a look. You know, he wanted to see what was going on because I had been over the years. And he said, told some stuff about his mom. How certain things he would be saying and his mom would get on him when he talked to her. Why you out there saying all that crazy stuff? Yeah. So I know this. Anywhere there's a need, God can go in and meet the need. Anywhere there's a need, God can go in and meet it. And sometimes people know him. You know, they've come to him. They've received him. But they didn't stay long enough. They received him and they, you know about him and they walked away because they didn't understand. I got to stay with him. I got to seek him, you know, and I got to learn to love him more and more. And I must learn to love the truth. So sometimes the truth is a hard thing to accept. Yeah. But if we accept the truth, we are better off. We're better off. And so we're grateful this morning unto Almighty God who have all the power. There is no higher power. Hallelujah. He's on our side today in spite of us. He's looking beyond fault, yet meet needs. Oh, yeah. He said we can cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. But there are things we need to do. Yeah. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Yeah. Honesty. What's true? And see, again, men, they don't like the truth. Yeah. But if you're focused on these things, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely, the things that bring a good report, yeah, this is what we want to think on. Hallelujah. And God does all of this for us. We want to remember if we'll be careful with our mouth and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in his sight. He's our Lord, our strength, and he's our Redeemer. I often go back to the prayer that the man prayed at the meeting. Remember, excuse me, he was, I think he was in Kansas at a Senate meeting. And he prayed a prayer, and they were lost in the prayer because they were guilty. He was saying stuff like, we lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshiped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyles. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have embezzled public funds and called it essential expenses. We have institutionalized bribery and called it sweets of office. We have covered our neighbor's possession and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it a freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen. Yeah. And I know they had a fit in there. They was not expecting that kind of prayer. They was expecting, you know, Lord bless me and do this and do that. He came out with the real deal. Yeah. And told them what we had done. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Louis. Oh, yeah. We just got to get right with God. Yeah. And that's the truth, Brother Mike. That's the truth, Brother Mike Hawks. All these things have been done right here in these United States of America because they wanted to do what they wanted to do and put a name to it. And God said something totally different. He said to do something totally different. Yeah. Well, we just got to get it right with him and stay in the light. Let nothing separate us from the love of God. Mm-hmm. Focus, focus, focus. That's what we got to do. Focus more. Mm-hmm. And it's already all right. Want to say good morning to you, Sister Angela Foot and Sister Anna Lee Foot. Good morning, Mama. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you. You know, this is the lady that had the two strokes and everything. Yeah, she had some trauma and was in the hospital. I know they were trying to put her out for the count. And her daughter said she would lay in the bed and say, thank you, Jesus. They talking to her. She talking to the Lord when they come in. I told Angela, I think that was last Friday, she and I talked after the show. And I told her, I said, yeah, that Anna Lee Foote is a gangster. I said, they talking about Al Capone and Machine Gun Mamma them. I said, they didn't know Anna Lee Foote. See, that was the real gangster. That devil couldn't do nothing with her. Guess where she at now? Oh, my goodness. That Angela, I had to laugh. Anna Lee out riding around driving her own car. Two strokes. Listen to me. Out driving her own car. I guess taking folks. Ain't no guess because Angela told me she taking folks to and from medical appointments and things. Look at here. Two strokes in the hospital. 2-0. They counting her out. She done come home recovered and everything, out driving her own car, yet working her work that God called her to. Yeah. Anna Lee Foote. I said, look at Mama showing out. Oh, my goodness. I was tickled over that thing. Because, see, it blessed me to know this. No matter what state I'm in, God can bring me back. No matter what state I am in, God can bring me back. No matter the condition, he's a healer. Hallelujah. But we must allow him to heal us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown. Rose Brown, I need you to call me or text me or something. Good morning to you. God bless you over there. Sister Simone, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Jared, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Good morning to you, sisters. God bless each and every one of you. Thank God for you today. Thank God for you. And Kim be over there riding with Mike in the morning, listening in and everything. And they have told me some morning they just laugh. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, the main man holding that chat room down and helping me out on every hand. Good morning to you, Brother Louis. God bless you, sir. I thank God for you so much, Brother Louis. I'm talking about a real blessing you are to me. Yes, you are, Brother Louis. God use you. Yes, he does. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine. And good morning to you, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan. I saw you down there, Brother D, Brother Mike Hawks, and Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Frank. Good morning to you. God bless you. And Brother Gilmore. God bless you, Brother Gilmore. Thank God for you, man. I thank God for you. Yeah, you've been a blessing already. Come being a blessing. And I thank God for you. And I needed to do roll call because I don't think I had done it in a while. So I like to keep that fresh and anew, you know, let everybody know. I remember you. I wrote it down to make it plain so that I could remember you each morning to say hello. Those coming through the podcast and the archives, hey, those that are over in Nepal, God bless you this morning. God bless you. Those that are over in Cameroon, yeah, God bless you this morning. I get your report. I get your report each morning. And I thank God for you and those that are over in Nigeria, Zimbabwe. God bless you this morning. I get your report. And he let me know. He sent me the report. Y'all hold on 1 minute. I got to shut it off.
Yeah. Thank you. Great news to share with you.
Oh, you don't have nothing to share with me. That's the office phone. It rang all day and looked like sometime all night. But anyway, I thank God for you over there. And I get your report. Carlos sent it to me every day so that I can see the numbers that go up. And so I'm grateful for it. Yeah. Cameroon, Zimbabwe, Nepal, Nigeria, you know, different places. And I am so happy. And I see many listen to the podcast and then many listen to the archive shows. So I thank God for each of you. I thank God for each of you and praying for you and praying for your families. And if you know people in other countries, send them our way because they may be able to spread the gospel even further. And so I'm thankful this morning, hallelujah, for each and every one, each and every one. And thank God for Brother Perry. Yes, sir, Brother Perry came like Anthony and Dee and never left. Yes, sir, I appreciate you, Brother Perry. Appreciate you, Brother Anthony sending me stuff. I said, all right now, Brother Anthony, I see you over there listening to Jamaican gospel and everything. But yeah, it's beautiful to know people, and it's a beautiful thing that people have love in their heart, you know, because nobody owe me anything. Nobody owe me nothing, and they show me love all the time. My spiritual daughter, Nikki, she want to talk all day. I said, I'm going to have to let Nikki know, Nikki, I got to go to work some of these days. Because we be having, you know, some fun on the phone, laughing, and she be telling me things. And, you know, I be taking time to listen and this and that. And that's because she loved me, you know. And she has something, you know, she want to say. And one night we had left off, and she called me back. I was calling back because we were supposed to have prayer. I started laughing. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot that. That come from laughing, having a good time, you know, and listening. And so we had prayer, and we ended our night. God is faithful. God, look here, if your children cutting up and you can't take no more, let it go. I know as a parent that's a hard thing to do. But the Lord showed me when I was in prison how to let that thing go. Let them go. I got them more when you're not with them. When you're with them, I got them. But when you're not present, I have them much more. But you got to give them to me and walk away. You can't come back and dip your finger in it. You can't come back and tell me nothing else. You gave them to me. Trust me, I'm going to take care of them. And just recently, I got to let one completely go again. I'm talking about all the way. Yeah. And I know I spoil and then, hey, but I got to let you go now. Because all I've been teaching you, even in your adulthood, praying and trying to get you to see, you still can't see it. And God is not going to allow me to bring people in on selfishness. He's not going to do that. And so I just have to let go. Let them go and watch God give you some spiritual children. I got one today, Willie. I got to text him and let him know, hey, look here. Don't you not text me because you wasn't able to do something I asked you to do. I don't do that. You go on and keep texting me, keep calling me. Because that's another one. I get on the phone and ride out laughing. Oh, Sion. Sion and Dot knowing. Sion, you know, and he likes that buddy. Yeah, he likes buddy. Yeah, money, all right. I see, I ain't going to bring no junk around you. I ain't going to bring no junk around you. Yeah. I'm going to bring good people, good-hearted people, honest people. You know, people want to seek God more. That's who we are. We ain't about hurting nobody or nothing like that, putting nobody down or nothing like that. Bishop Gray taught me this. He said, on the way, you look down on a man, you're reaching your hand down to pick him up. Yeah, you don't look down on nobody. Yeah, and I thank God for that. So look, I'm going to the studio and I'll bring you in right now, Sister Jerry. Good morning. God bless you, honey bunny. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Barbara. Good morning. Good morning. What a powerful prayer. I hadn't heard that preaching for a long time, but God gives me what I need. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Thank you. Thank you for showing me. Jerry, you're messing him up. You're messing him up. Thank you, Jesus, because I asked God not to let me make the same mistake twice. Thank you, God. You're messing him up. Lord, keep me in the sun, even though I'm an eclipse person. Even though I got things that are hidden, that you don't bring it out to the public. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for Sister Barbara. I thank you for bringing me in your life. Not for financial gain. I'm not asking God for that. I'm set for life. If God don't give me anything else, he has given me life. And that's all I need. I want to say hallelujah and may God bless everyone that think their life is over. Trust me, it's only beginning. And in Jesus' name this day, I just want to say thank you. The devil told me, don't press the number one today. Don't do that. They tired of hearing you. Well, God says, praise me. Praise me in advance. So I'm praising God in advance for what he's doing. He's given me my health, my eating habits back. He's given me my strength. He demonstrated it to me in church on Sunday. He said, what the devil says no on, it's already a yes. So, Lord, I thank you today. And I give you the highest praise of hallelujah. You're blessing my son. You let it be known to a group of people that he's pure. This is why he won't accept anything himself. He's pure. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Jerry. We thank God for being God and loving us and being on our side in spite of us, looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. And a lot of times people don't understand some things. And here on Jesus in the Morning, I know sometimes things may aggravate you, get on your nerve and all of that. But just know this, God is working it out. God is doing something. And we have to accept what God allows and let him be God. Especially in people's lives. I can't control nothing. If I could, I would be controlling me. I cannot control anything or anybody. Only God can. And we pray and we ask him to do what, you know, we want him to do. And we tell him things. And when he begin to do it, we don't like the way he's doing it. Oh, I thought you were going to do it, you know, like this. In other words, you're telling him that without opening your mouth. Oh, I thought God was going to bring it through this way. No, he's bringing it the way it needs to come through. I prayed for things that I thought it was going to be like this. No. I'm bringing it the way you need it. I went to him for two of my boys, two of my biological sons, and I asked him to do something. And the way he did it, oh, my goodness, I was almost in shock. Ran and got on my knees to pray. I was in Alabama. They was in Jacksonville. Got on my knees to pray, and the Lord let me know, yep, you asked me to do it, I did it. And this is the way it needed to be done, and I supply needs. And they will be all right. I had to accept that and go on. Because who am I? I know I don't have more power than God, so what was I going to tell him? That's not the way I wanted it done. I wanted it done like this. Whoa, no, I can't do that. I have to speak to him humbly. He's my father. You don't talk to your father any kind of way. You have respect. And see, he not only can destroy the body, but this father destroys the soul. Body and soul. Yeah, so we need to reverence him and be careful. And not that I'm scared of him like that, but I fear him because he's worthy to be feared. He's Almighty God that have all the power. There's no higher power. Yeah, and he's on our side today in spite of us. Grateful unto him this morning. There is none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Bless Hall of Fame. Good morning to you, Mr. Bob. Thank God for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for him joining me, posing him each and every day. And I just want to say good morning to Sister Jerry. Samoa, Brother Frank, Brother Dean, Brother Louis, Brother Mike, Sister Rita, just trying to rememberize her name myself, and everybody listening, women or men, you know, just thank God for, you know, being able to come together and, you know, just have a, you know, a good time with God, you know, and get a word, you know, throughout the week, you know, because that's a blessing. And I thank God for that word this morning. You know, they just, you know, filled me up in the spirit and fed my spirit, man, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're going to go through situations where we up one moment and one moment we down, you know, but that don't mean that, you know, God has left us, you know. He's still with us and still among us. And, you know, he has all power. And, you know, just like you were saying and Sister Jerry was saying, you know, you can't make nobody do nothing, you know, and I remember thinking back, you know, when I was going through a situation with my children mother, you know, I was trying to do everything I could do and try to make her change the way I felt she should change, you know, and I remember you saying, Miss Barbara telling me, you know, you got to let it go, Anthony, you know. Because if it's for her to be with you, she's going to be there. And if not, then it ain't. But it all worked out for the good, you know. And when I got to the point where, you know, I let it go, you know, what is the best thing I could do in my life, you know. And now I'm free. I don't got that, you know, them everything, all them thoughts and all them emotions that I was going through that was keeping me down and, you know, enemy trying to have me depressed and stuff. You know, now I'm free, you know. And I thank God. I give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. And I just magnify his name. I thank him for what he's doing in my life, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at, you know. And I know he got something better for me. And I am striving to reach the mark. So I just give God all the glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you, Lord. I give you the praise. I thank you, Jesus, right now. I just thank you for what you're doing in me, Father God. Because when I think back and look back where I was at, or where I was heading at, you know, destruction. What God say, I got something greater, something better. So, you know, we just got to keep pressing on and trying to reach the mark, you know, and remember that, you know, we know better than the next person. All of us have sins. So, you know, we just got to strive to do the best we can do, you know. So I just thank God for that. And again, y'all, just good morning to everybody. Y'all have a blessed day. And keep me in y'all prayers, and I keep y'all in minds. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I am with you when you're right, Brother Anthony. We striving daily for perfection. Yeah. We striving daily to get it right with him so that we can be as close to perfect when he returns as we can. Because I often think about what Apostle Paul said. He said he was going to show us mystery. We all would be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So there'll be days, just like Bishop Rudolph said, there will be days when you feel good and days when you're not feeling your best. There'll be days when you feel up, days when you feel down. There'll be some days you wake up, you don't feel saved, but you got to know that you are and keep going. And so when we get changed in the twinkling of an eye, see, he can change us because we've been striving to be like his son. We've been working on applying his word to our everyday life. We've been working on trying to do what he would have us to do. Yeah. Good news of him. Walk upright before him. And I believe you. And by faith, these things come into pass. So I'm grateful to him this morning. Yeah, I see you down there, Brother D. Good morning to you, sir. God bless you this morning. Always good to see that 706 number. Do you know that 706 area code, Brother D, is a testimony unto me? It's a testimony, Brother D, to see that 706. Because I know what God has done in your life. I remember the accident. I remember the shooting. Yeah, it's a testimony that you're still here, Brother D. The devil been trying to take you out. Oh, but he's a gangster, too. He's a gangster. Devil couldn't do nothing with him.
Yes.
The enemy tried to stop me by clouding my mind with misery. Brother D, but God wouldn't let him. He wouldn't let him get me down. In spite of it all, angels was kept all along. Look at me now. I'm going to close your mic, Brother Anthony, because we getting an echo and thing. But, yeah, I just thank God today that he's real. Thank God that he loves us all. He protects us all. Good morning, Sister Ellis. God bless you this morning. I see you down there. Good morning, Sister Rita. How was your birthday, girl? How was your birthday? I pray you really had a good birthday. Good morning, Sister Simone. I see you over there. And that might be my baby right now. Wait a minute. Let me look right quick, y'all. 904-962. And then it could be my brother. God bless you this morning. Area code 904. First three numbers, 962. God bless you. Pray your day is blessed and everything work out in your favor for your good. Yeah. And so I'm excited this morning, and I'm happy. All right now. All right, Nikki. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thankful unto the Lord. Yeah, it makes my day. Yeah, the Lord is perfect. He's got perfect time. He know when, where, how come, why, where. He got all the answers. And so we just stretch out in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him today. I thank him today. That's not like him. Yeah, that's Miss Nikki over there. yeah. And y'all know when I see a 904 number, I get excited anyway. And Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr., that's Jacksonville, Florida. That's Bethel Institutional Baptist Church, downtown Jacksonville, behind Florida State College. It used to be Florida Junior College. And way back in the day, there were houses around there and everything. I know anything, they done chopped everything down, got Bethel back there and everything. God is faithful. God is faithful. If we could only just remain faithful unto him. And so today what we want to do is have a prayer life. Remember God in prayer today. Study that word. Quote the scriptures out your mouth. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. As you go on to and fro today, get you a scripture to quote. I got one to work on already. Y'all got to know me. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord. Not in my situation, not in what I see, not in what I hear, not even in what I think. I got to get rid of these feelings because the flesh is deceitful. Yeah. So I got to trust in him with all my heart and lean out to my own understanding. In all my ways, I got to acknowledge him. He's going to direct my path. I just can't be wise in my own eyes. I got to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Anything I'm doing wrong, I got to stop doing it. I got to fear God. Stop doing wrong. And come on up in him. And if I apply that word daily to my life, I'm going to get better. Because you don't understand, I have to pray. Sometimes I'm on the phone and you talking, but I'm praying. Yeah, I have to do that. Because sometimes the enemy will bring things your way, and it won't make you angry, it'll make you mad. Mad enough that you want that old man want to come up and you want to step out in that old man and handle something. Yeah, and we can't think like that. We can't be like that. We got to keep it on the altar. God going to fix it. He said, vengeance is mine. Even said, let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. I'll do the separate. Because, see, I don't know the right way to separate. When that old man come up, the only way I know is bam, bam, fight, fight, whatever I got to do, cut, cut, chop, chop, stab. That's not no kind of way to know nothing. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he always makes things better. Even when he do revenge, it makes things better. So we got to go to him. He's our Alpha and our Omega. He's our beginning and our end. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Hey, Nikki, I'm going to play this one for you this morning. And it's going to be all right. That wasn't the right one, Nikki. That wasn't right. Wait a minute. All right. This is the right one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The name of that is You Are My Hiding Place. And so, Nikki, the name of the Lord is a place where even the righteous, the believer, can run in and be saved. Yeah. So we're going to keep trusting God for everything we want, everything we need. We're going to trust him for it. And God will make a way where we see no way. He's already at work. Believe me, he's already at work. Yeah, taking care of some things. And when we look up, it's already done. He has completed the task. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I have to walk in Proverbs 3. I have to trust him with all my heart and lean out to my own understanding. And all my ways, I have to acknowledge him. And it's him that directs my path because of this. When it comes to me and money, the enemy don't like me. If I get $2, he don't like me because somebody going to be blessed. And so he don't want me to have money. And he, I tell you, Lord, help him because it's going to be all right for me because I'm covered. Yeah, God is on my side. Yeah. But he don't like me. And again, when it comes to money, he always got some foolishness. He's trying to pull because somebody going to be blessed. I'm telling you, I'm that way. I'm not one that hoard money. I'm not one that I just got to shop, spend, do this, do that, do that. I don't have to do all of that. But I am one that I see somebody in dire straits, and I'll go right over and do what I can. Yeah. And when it comes to children, they're not too much I won't do for children. Yeah. Because I love children. Train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart for it. Bend the sapling while it's young. Yeah. And see, if you teach children what love looks like, they know what love looks like when they become adults. But in their childhood, if they don't see what love looks like, they won't know what it is. They think love is fight, the mom and daddy fighting, cussing each other out and all of this stuff and following up every trend, following up what the TV got going on, you know, in this life. They just trying to get all they can get. You know, they trying to become trillionaires and billionaires, and there's more to life than that. Yeah, I've seen people have plenty. Got a few people I know that are true millionaires. They don't spend no money because that's not what millionaires do. That's why they got plenty of it. And I ain't talking about $1 million. I'm talking about millions. And I can prophesy the one that, I ain't going to tell you what they give them, but it's not very much money. It's not even nowhere near close to ever being $1,000. And they have plenty of money, but that's how they keep it. And look, got all of this money, but got trauma in the house. Yeah. All of these things and sick, and there's no cure for the sickness. All of these things. And the wife come home and say, that's not your baby. Huh? All of this stuff and things. Because stuff and things, we think it will make us happy. But when you leave it and walk away from it, you don't know if you got it or not. Yeah. So what we need to bank on and store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves can't break in and steal. That's where our focus should be. I am a living witness that God would take you off that job and provide for you. I am a living witness. God will raise up a budget for you that just your amount of bills every month, he'll pay every bill. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you what I know. And one thing God didn't let me do, I didn't have to work hard for it. I had to obey him for it. Yeah, I believed him. I obeyed him. He even established my thoughts. I thought a social services agency had it. Executive cleaning service had it. On-the-go courier service had it. Barbara's restaurant had it. Jesus in the Morning confectionery and cafe had it. He established it. Miss Muggs. The list is almost endless. Almost endless. Right now, I can do messages. I can design it's a bunch of stuff. Nothing was hard. You know why? It was my heart's desire. When I leave this world, I can't say, I wonder what it feel like. I can't say that. I done had the Audi. Thank you, Jesus. Now I got God. Now I have God. Even when I was in the world of dope lady, listen, it wasn't like you see the ghetto and on TV, it wasn't nothing like that. I rolled through the ghetto to collect because that's what I wanted to do. But it was nothing grimy and slimy. No. Why? There was a call on my life. God was waiting on the appointed date. He had a date set when I was going to come in. He made me an offer on that date in September. I couldn't refuse. Ooh, and I'm so glad that I didn't. I'm so glad I accepted it. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's that kind of God. Because, you know, even when I went to prison, it wasn't like the experience most people can tell you about. And when I said, people say, oh, she, you know, I think she kind of lost her mind a little bit when she went to prison. No, I didn't. It was a beautiful experience for me. I can think of many days I was there. What other people was going through, I never went through that. I didn't even have to make all them phone calls and have my family sending all this stuff up here and all this money up here. I told my dad, because he told me, I'll come see you one time, and after that, that's it, because you know, I don't like thieves, and I never taught you to, oh, he got with me now. Came to see me, left me a few dollars on the books. My brother came, left me a few dollars on the books. My oldest brother sent me some money by the youngest brother to put on the books, and I told him, I said, look here. It was like on a Thanksgiving or Christmas, I think, they come to see me. I said, look here, y'all do me a favor here. They said, well, I said, don't come back up here fooling with me, man. My brother was like, wait a minute, my youngest brother, y'all know how he is. Hey, look here, what's going on? I say, nothing going on. Hey, you ain't fooling around with women, are you? I said, boy, he said, because I told you coming up here, don't mess the den up. We straight in this den. I said, boy, I ain't nobody doing nothing like that. I said, but look, it's hard for me to see y'all leave and I can't go with you. I said, I'm in a whole nother world up here. There's a whole different world than where you are. I said, so if y'all will let me work my world, I'll be home after a while and it'll be all right. But don't y'all come back up here. I said, then I'm not going to be asking for things. He was like, no money? He got a special name he called, but I can't tell y'all what it is. He said, no money? I said, no money either. Keep your money. Do something outside with your money. I said, because quiet as it kept, I'm making money in here for myself. I said, I'm doing what I got to do. Y'all just don't come back up here fooling with me no more. He was like, okay, you sure? I said, well, I'm going to write you. I said, well, go ahead and write. There's nothing wrong with writing, and I'll write you back. I said, but that visiting and all of that box coming and money's back and forth, I ain't got time for all that. I'm busy. And I was busy in prison because there was a calling on my life. Look, the day you born, God did not make plans for you the day you was born. He knew you before you entered your mother's womb. And what he called you and chose you for, you're going to be doing that all down through life from your birth. But you may not even know it. See, I didn't know. I did social services when I was 12 years old. I didn't know that's what I was doing. But I saw people need something and I could get it for them. And that's what I did. I would come home and tell my mama, mama, can I have 3 biscuits? She looking at me like I'm crazy. 3 biscuits? I said, yeah, I need 3. And I won't ask for no biscuit for breakfast in the morning or dinner whenever you're serving them again. She said, no, it ain't got to be like that. Here you 3 biscuits. And I would take the biscuits and give it to 3 kids who didn't have no food. Mom and Dad are never home. I can't even know where they were. I couldn't explain where they was. And as I got older, I wanted my own social service. They done switched it all around now. It's all about mental health and all kind of crazy stuff. But I served the people, clothes, shoes, food, all that kind of thing. And I never liked the food bank. I don't like old food. Anybody else like old food? Because I don't. I'm not saying if that's what God provides for you, it's no good. That's not what I'm saying. I know God to provide a gift card. Fresh vegetables and fruits and meats and things that come from the Publix supermarket. I know him to be that kind of God. So I always wanted people to have what I like, not what I didn't like. Now, I don't eat salmon, but if you eat salmon, I wanted you to have fresh salmon at the showcase. The seafood showcase, fresh salmon, no brown on it, it ain't 200 or 300 days old, and I don't like all that kind of thing. So I don't like to give that to people. Now, I love leftovers. Don't get that twisted. Woo, Louis, a pot of lima beans from yesterday, I'm going to eat them today. I had to scratch my ear on that, Louis. Hey, little cornbread, little fried chicken, rice, and gravy with that, Louis. Yeah, and that's what I like to serve people. Well, if you like what I like, I want you to have it fresh. Now, some people don't particularly care for soul food and food like that, Jerry. But if you like asparagus and holiday salt, I want you to have that. If you like green beans, no seasonings, and some baked chicken with no seasonings and things, go on in there and you eat stuffing out the box. That's fine. That's what you like. Look at Louis. I know how to call you to the front, brother. But if you like good food, I want you to have whatever you want. Rice or roni, if that's what you like. A brown rice, however you eat. I always wanted to do this for people because at the time, look at Rita over here. Give me all the soul food, please. Talk about I take Sister Jerry's too. She gonna eat your food, Jerry. Yeah. But see, I didn't know it was a calling on my life. I was chosen to do these things. I had no clue until I come into the fullness of him. And he showed me what I was called to, showed me what I was chosen for, showed me why I entered my mother's womb. Because I used to tell my husband, I need to go find myself. He looking at me crazy. Well, go ahead and find it. Well, you better be back in time to feed these kids. Wash these clothes and keep this house clean. Go ahead, find yourself. Yeah. But I didn't find myself until I truly come into the knowledge of Almighty God and the knowledge of the truth of his word. Yeah, that's when I found me. Hallelujah. Listen, is there anyone else have something they would like to say? If so, feel free to press that number one and come in. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. We'll pray out. We got about 7 minutes, so I'm going to pray out, and then we'll go to the last song of the morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Look here. Jerry talking about don't eat the cake, Rita. Rita. She let you have her food. But don't eat the cake. She want the cake, Rita. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for good laughter. Father, I thank you for your people today. Thank you that Brother D eased in this morning, oh God. Thank you for Sister Ellis coming by today. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, God, I thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing for us right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. We appreciate the small things, the little things, God, mean much to us because we know it come from you. And little and much with you. You're God that multiplies. You're God who give more than. We thank you this morning. You're a multiplier. Hallelujah. And we thank you today. Father, we come this morning as we depart asking that you would bless every caller and every listener. Father, I ask today you would multiply unto these your people. And God, you would do more than supply the need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Move for your people today in a mighty way. And Lord, we ask that you would move spiritually more than any other way. Help us, Lord, to get it right with you and to prepare for your return. When you're coming back looking for your church without spot or wrinkle, do it today. Bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in. And again, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. By your Son, Christ Jesus. Any among us sick here today, Lord, whatever sickness it is, whether it be spiritual, whether it be mentally, or whether it be physically or emotionally, we ask this morning that you would heal right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fix our hearts today, Father, and regulate our minds in you in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in a sound mind today, in power and the love that you've given unto us. Bless every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Do the same, oh God. Our brothers and sisters overseas, do the same today. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves the cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, July the 27th, 2021, in Jesus' name. Isn't that something? 7 months and 21 days into this year already. We're heading into Christmas in just a few minutes. The holidays will be upon us. Hallelujah. And so we go into this one. This is the last song of the morning, and after this song, I won't be coming back today. That's what I believe. Oh, I didn't know fifth, what it was. Somebody for Christ. Okay, brother, I don't know them. And that's what I believe.